This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin Ford's story is really great, man. And I'll let him tell it, but the overall synopsis of it is a young guy has a job, and it's not the job that, you know, I worked at McDonald's as a kid. You worked where? What did you have? You had a fast food for a minute.
Yes. I worked at Highboy.
I went Showbiz Pizza.
And, well, by the way, that seems too rock star. But, I mean, that seemed pretty great to me. But I worked at a place called Po' Folks. The difference was when life was changing, I could keep moving. He was a young, single father, ended up with custody of his children, and that's the way it was.
And you got to work.
And so, what was the most important thing to you? Well, taking care of those kids. And that's exactly what he did without ever missing days, with a sense with a work ethic of get it done. And he raised beautiful kids, all went to school, all went to college. And you know what? I'm going to let him tell the story. But he worked his way through 27 years. And it was a lackluster anniversary from the corporate BK.
Yeah.
His daughter had put a GoFundMe up for a meager $200, saying, I'd like to do something nice for my dad. He's worked so hard all his life. He'd like to go see his grandkids. A couple $100 would buy him a plane ticket.
Yeah.
Well, it grew into something much more.
Our next guest is a Las Vegas man who made headlines in 2022 when, after never missing a day of work at Burger King in 27 years, only got a goodie bag containing movie tickets, candy, and other trinkets as a token of the company's appreciation. After a GoFundMe was started for him by his daughter, raised over $465,000, he was able to buy a house and a car. And now he's entered a new phase in his life, launching his own food truck. Please welcome Kevin Ford.
Mr. Kevin Ford, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Johnny?
I'm well, man.
How's everybody doing?
I love the story, man. It's the world I grew up in, and I worked at fast food, and I've been lucky, and I've had my career. But you, man, this is pure America, man. You got a job 27 years ago at a Burger King, and at that time you ended up finding out you were going to have sole custody of your kids, of two kids. Is that right?
Yeah, I had a custody of my two daughters. I later got married, and you know, I give most of that credit to raise them to my now ex-wife. But started out as a single father, and I was working like every other American, doing what I had to do. But I was listening to you tell my story, and I was like, I did that, all of that. That was me. That was wonderful.
Wait, did I get it right?
You're about to cry.
Did I get the overall gist of it all correct?
Yeah.
That's
right.
What a great father you are, and you must have raised great kids because they recognize that in you. And so let me, because I know we have limited time. You get to your 27th anniversary there at Burger King, and I know that you love those guys, but corporations can be a little less than personal. Someone along the line above you said we should honor this, and they gave you a gift. What was in the bag?
It had like some Reese's pieces, a pack of Reese's pieces, some keychains, two pins, some two packs of Lifesavers, and like one movie ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not exactly a gold watch, is it?
No, but I loved it.
Yeah, of course, somebody recognized it. And I have to assume that it was a manager above you, like somebody who maybe even did it out of their own pocket.
Yeah, people say it looked like stuff they had laying around the office and stuff like that. But I refuse to let, even if they did that out of spite or whatever, I don't care. You know, I refuse to let anything like that change my point of view or change my mission in life. And at that time, and still to this day, was to work.
That's right.
Serve my community and be the best I can. And
that's right.
There's people that work with me over 30 years, and they didn't get anything. So I was grateful, and I'm still grateful for those.
Yeah, and in the end, nobody owes us anything. I mean, it's nice to be recognized for how hard we've, you know, worked and the things that we've done. But in the end, you always, and my dad really put this into me, son, nobody owes you anything. Like, that's it. That's how it works. You be pleasantly surprised when somebody remembers. Otherwise, you can't expect it. And so your daughters all love you so much. They all went to college. Is that right? They all went to school? I'm sorry. The ones that did,
daughter,
you guys all, the reason you stayed was because it was great benefits, right?
Yeah, and to pay the power bill and the rent.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But mainly, yeah, it was because it had benefits and, you know, health insurance for all my daughters. I had four daughters. One was a gymnast, so I needed those. She was always getting injured. One of my daughters graduated from Berkeley, and Serena, who did that for me, she graduated from Le Cordon Bleu. She's helping me with the menu.
Let's get to that. So she put up a GoFundMe that was supposed to end at $200, and you wanted some plane tickets to go see your grandkids. Is that right?
Yeah, she just wanted to get $200 for the GoFundMe so I could fly out there to see my grandkids that I hadn't seen. And that Kevin 27 years GoFundMe, it just blew up, and it continues to blow up. People, I guess they wanted to tip me, and that's most of the comments, is that you deserve a lot more, and we appreciate you, and you're a hard-working American. And like I said, it's really unbelievable.
No.
You know, when you think about it, you never heard of anything like that. It's so inspirational that people would want to do that from all over the world,
let alone
America, but all over the world.
And that's what I take. I'm sorry, but because I'm so worried about us running out of time, we may run long. That's what I take out of this. I see all the kindness in people, and we live in a divisive world, man. You know, Kevin, I'm sure you've seen it, but I think to myself, man, the real people, all of us, the real human beings, all of us listening on the radio, the people who have to go to work, the guys like you, everybody who's just trying to get by and do the right thing. I think hearts are right. I think people want to see good guys do well. I think we want to do our part. And I think there's just the ugly and the mean and the hateful people, just somehow they're louder. But the majority of people are you. They're me. They're us. They're regular. They're good. And they care. I really do believe that. So the tune of 465,000 still going, man, before this, had you been able to afford a home, or had you rented that entire time with those kids?
No, I was renting home to home, and we tried to buy a few times, but we would end up losing the house or whatever. It was always renting, and you're exactly right. People and media try to tell us who we are and what we are, but we are not like that, and I explain to people, and I tell them, whenever you're looking for a miracle or inspiration, look to my story, because we are not what they tell us we are.
That's right.
Are people who are trying to feed our families, work, be good to each other, and good to our communities.
That's right.
And we are not what the media paints us as.
That's right.
Just not this red and blue and all this stuff. We are just people who love each other. And any chance we get, we do the right thing for our neighbors.
So now you own your own home outright, and you bought a food truck. And listen, would your your knowledge of the food industry, of seeing it 30 years almost, you're going to go out. And by the way, what's the theme of your food truck? What kind of food?
I'm just going to try to do some traditional American hot dogs, have some fancier versions of hot dogs and burgers and fries. But for the most part, I just want to be able to have some low-cost food to where somebody can come and get four or five hot dogs and some fries and take them home and feed themselves and their kids. You know, everybody's trying to get ahead, but, you know, I don't need to get rich doing this. I just want to help my community and make a living, you know, pay my bills and have fun at it.
So, Kevin, you're still the Burger King in because I know I've come through the McCarran Airport in Vegas and eaten at a Burger King. So you're between A and B, is that right?
Yeah, I'm at Seagates where okay. Southwest
okay,
flies out.
Okay,
and,
that's why.
I've been there for decades. And
so if I came through, I could look for you. I could ask for Kevin Ford.
Yeah, it happens at least once or twice a week. People, I'll be in the back cooking, and they'll say somebody wants to shake your hand or something. So I'll go out, talk to them, and ask them their name and where they're from, and take a picture with them. And it's a beautiful thing.
It is.
Absolutely.
Will you bring? I know they're going to tell me to wrap, but will you be bringing the food truck to Vegas? Or you're going to stay in Pahrump.
I'm going to learn my craft in Pahrump, and when I get good enough and learn what I'm doing, then yeah, I'm going to take it to Vegas. I'll probably. I don't know if I'll sell this house or rent it out, but, yeah, I want to move back to Vegas. It's, you know, I don't mind driving, but I drive like an hour every day
right.
to work, and it's just too far.
Now listen, we have limited time, but Kevin, man, I just love – I love to see good guys win. I think we all need to see stories of hope come to fruition, and we just – Again, this is, we need it to get out of our beds every day. We need it to feel good about our lives and the future and the possibilities of this world, man, to see good, hardworking people can do well. And I'll stop by the Burger King and I'll look for the food truck and we'll stay in touch, Kevin.
Well, hey, thank you for having me on. I love y'all. And hopefully when I open it, people can... stop thinking about eating cats and dogs and come out and eat some hot dogs and hamburgers with me.
That's right. That's right. You're the best, man. Love you, brother. Take care.
I love you more.
What a good guy.
That's it. That's it. It'll be okay if you let it be. It'll be okay if you let it be, man.
I love it, dude. Like that dude's message should be... everywhere. I say this to my wife all the time.
Yes.
We all watch these stupid politics and we watch TV and everybody's angry at everybody and everybody's yelling and whatever. And then you go out into the real world, like every day, and it's not a great habit, but I stop at a Quick Trip every day and get Chew, and you'll see like a brown person hold the door for a white person
who's
like,
no,
like
we're
nobody's
normal.
Mad at anybody. Like
we're
we all
normal.
Love each other.
No,
it's so stupid.
Dude. No, dude, that's it. No, I was meddling in people's work yesterday at Casey's. I had to stop, and I was getting my requisite chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to get a cooler in the door, so I assumed they needed my help.
Yeah.
So, I got involved in helping get it through the door. I don't know if they needed it, but it's just the way you are, right? Like, and not just me, like everybody. One dude who doesn't work with them was holding the door, then they got stuck on the little rubber rugs, and then, you know, it was fairly heavy, it was on a dolly, so then you needed somebody on the other side to help lift up the front of it while the guy pushed it through. But it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
You just reminded me of saying go to QT. It's just what you do. You go, oh, yeah.
You see it everywhere,
and then I go get my chicken sandwich, and I go eat, and I go home.
Yeah,
I go.
And you see people.
That's the end of that.
Like
at the grocery store, you'll see like one person in a who'll get on a scooter or a wheelchair who can't get in, and like three people will show up and be like, "Hey, help get up."
Mm-hmm.
And you see it all day long,
and it's not a big deal. It's just your second nature, and I do believe that it's everybody's regular default way to live.
Yeah,
I do.
All the dicks are loud, and they're on TV.
That's it. Yeah, we're just not in people's algorithms. We're not on their TikTok. We're not on their Instagram. We're not on their Facebook. Well, but we stare at it, right? No, that's it. Anyway, if you go through the Vegas airport and you get by the Burger King, Kevin Ford is his name. His food truck, we'll have to stay in touch when he gets it named and we know how to find it. Man, listen, we'll do something. Like,
yeah, I think now it's got a K27Y on the side of it for his 27 years there. But once he opens it, it'll be a different name. We'll find out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.